Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 44, Why I Gave Away My Company to Charity, and No More Yes, It's Either Hell Yeah or No, by Derek Sivers of Sivers.org.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
What's going on, optimizers? This is Optimal Living Daily, and I'm Justin Mollick. I'm way too excited about the newest author to join the old podcast, and that is the Derek Sivers. Just some quick accomplishments. He's published 34 books, including Anything You Want, which was number one on Amazon. He also has over 5 million views of his TED Talks, and he created the largest seller of independent music online, but you'll find out more about that soon. And man, as much as I do not like talking about myself, I think I have to tell you about why having him a part of this is such a big deal to me. So yeah, that story begins 15 years ago. The music you're hearing is from a band that I played in called My Favorite Band. Yes, that name made a lot of people angry. And back then, there wasn't any way for my band, or really any band for that matter, to sell their music online by credit card unless you put it on something like eBay. So the techie person that I was, I searched, probably using a search engine like Alta Vista or Ask Jeeves, since Google was an infant at that point. And I found a nice little site called cdbaby.com. For something like $35, we can mail, I think it was 5 CDs to them, and they would set up our online store for us and even ship the CDs if anyone ordered it. So pretty much the whole thing, and it was really awesome. Years later, after my favorite band, the band, called it quits, I quit another thing, my full-time job, and I took the band's domain name to start a similar company as CD Baby. The main difference being that bands could sell their MP3s and also other products like t-shirts and stickers and posters, really whatever they want, and also change the look of their store and some other fun stuff. But needless to say, that didn't work out for a variety of reasons. And around that same time, CD Baby was sold for $22 million by the Derek Sivers, although sold isn't really the word I'm looking for, as you'll soon find out. So since that didn't work out as well as I hoped, I decided to get my master's in business from Pepperdine and went back to work full-time after that. But being a serial entrepreneur, I got bored and started an app development company with my friend Lee from business school. And that led me down to a path of learning how to program apps from scratch, basically learning to code, and eventually developing like 150 of them or so over the course of a year or two, all the while writing about the process on our blog and helping other people get into apps. So in a nutshell, I went from musician to entrepreneur to student to programmer and to writer, and then obviously podcaster. Now, why on earth am I telling you all of that? Listen to what Derek Sivers' self-written bio says on his homepage. Quote, I'm a musician, programmer, writer, entrepreneur, and student, though not in that order. Total introvert. I thrive in solitude. Minimalist. I prefer giving to getting. California native. Unquote. And that's not the whole thing, but it's a lot of it, and I'm not quite there with the giving, but seriously, if I read that without knowing it was someone else's bio, I would have thought it was someone writing about me. So I've always found this sort of connection with Derek, and when he agreed to be part of Optimal Living Daily, I might have sobbed a little, and I decided from now on, Sunday is Siver's Sunday. Hopefully he has enough posts for me to keep it going and that they fit with this whole theme and everything, but I'm going to try to make it happen. And as a bonus, I'm going to read two posts from him today, both of which are shorter than my normal reads, so we should still be in that 10 to 15 minute range, hopefully. And if you've come to expect that from this podcast, then I'm a bit over the normal time range. I apologize. I'm just really happy about this. So that's my story. And now I feel bad that I'm delaying the whole purpose of this episode, which is to share his words. So I'm going to skip over my usual spiel of not having ads and please support the show and boo-hoo, the losses of money every month, blah, blah, blah. And instead, let's start optimizing your life. Why I Gave Away My Company to Charity by Derek Sivers of Sivers.org. Two friends were at a party held at the mansion of a billionaire. One said, "Wow, look at this place. This guy has everything." The other guy said, "Yes, but I have something he'll never have. Enough." When I decided to sell my company in 2008, I already had enough. I live simply. I hate waste and excess. I have a good apartment, a good laptop, and a few other basics. But the less I own, the happier I am. The lack of possessions gives me the priceless freedom to live anywhere, anytime. Having too much money can be harmful. It throws off perspective. It makes people do stupid things like buy extra cars or houses they don't use or upgrade to first class for only $10,000 so they can be a little more comfortable for a few hours. So I didn't need or even want the money from the sale of the company. I just wanted to make sure I had enough for a simple, comfortable life. The rest should go to music education since that's what made such a difference in my life. So I found a great way to do this. I created a charitable trust called the Independent Musicians Charitable Remainder Unit Trust. When I die, all of its assets will go to music education. But while I'm alive, it pays out 5% of its value per year to me. Note, 5% is the minimum allowed by law. It's still too much. I would have preferred 1%, but oh well. I'm free to use it to start new businesses, to help people, or whatever. A few months before the sale, I transfer the ownership of CD Baby and Host Baby, all the intellectual property like trademarks and software, into the trust. It was irreversibly and irrevocably gone. It was no longer mine. It all belonged to the charitable trust. Then, when disc makers bought it, they bought it not from me but from the trust, turning it into $22 million cash to benefit music education. So instead of me selling the company, getting taxed on the income and giving what's left to charity, that move of giving away the company to charity, then having the charity sell it, saved about $5 million in taxes. That means $5 million more going to music education. Also, the move of giving it away into a trust now, instead of holding onto it until I die, means its investments get to grow and compound tax-free for life, which again means more goes to musicians in the end. I'm only writing this article because many people have asked why I gave it away, so I thought I'd write my long explanation once and for all. It's not that I'm altruistic. I'm sacrificing nothing. I've just learned what makes me happy. And doing it this way made me the happiest. I get the deeper happiness of knowing the lucky streak I've had in my life will benefit tons of people, not just me. I get the pride of knowing I did something irreversibly smart before I could change my mind. I get the safety of knowing I won't be the target of a frivolous lawsuit since I have very little net worth. I get the unburdened freedom of having it out of my hands so I can't do something stupid. But most of all, I get the constant priceless reminder that I have enough. No More Yes. It's either Hell Yeah or No by Derek Sivers of Sivers.org. Those of you who often overcommit or feel too scattered may appreciate a new philosophy I'm trying. If I'm not saying hell yeah about something, then say no. Meaning, when deciding whether to commit to something, if I feel anything less than, wow, that would be amazing, absolutely, hell yeah, then my answer is no. When you say no to most things, you leave room in your life to really throw yourself completely into that rare thing that makes you say, hell yeah. We're all busy. We've all taken on too much. Saying yes to less is the way out. Examples. Number one, I was hiring someone for a long-term project. There were many candidates. I compared pros and cons. Nobody blew me away, but I felt I had to choose one of them. Instead, I said no to all and began the search again in a different way. That turned up someone absolutely amazing who was ideal and I'm psyched to be working with. Number two, I was supposed to go to 3 music conferences in the next few months. They were spread out around the world and would have taken many expensive days in planes and hotels to be there. I had said yes to all of them out of habit or obligation, but I realized I wasn't feeling hell yeah about them, so I canceled all 3. They're a little disappointed, but I was able to clear off 12 days in my calendar. 12 days! Do you know how much I can do with 12 free days? Maybe I could get Muckwork launched. Now that is a hell yeah! Number 3. I was deciding where to live. I had heard good things about Vancouver and Sydney. I was interested in Hong Kong and Florianopolis. But when I got to New York City, I felt such an instant hell yeah that I stayed. 9, 10, or 1. The surprisingly great book, Personal Development for Smart People, asks you to think about the different areas of your life, career, relationships, spiritual, health, etc., and rate your satisfaction in each area from 1 to 10. But after doing that, the next suggestion impressed me. It said to go through every area you rated a 5, 6, 7, or 8, and replace it with a 1, that we should never settle for it's not so bad, and instead face up to what you really want. In other words, no more yes. It's either hell yeah or no. You just listened to the posts titled, Why I Gave Away My Company to Charity, and No More Yes, It's Either Hell Yeah or No, both by Derek Sivers of Sivers.org. Ah, so happy. I love Sivers Sunday. This episode must be on the longer side since I read 2 of his posts and also shared my life story, so I'm just going to say check out Sivers.org. It's spelled like Rivers, except with an S. And explore his site. There's so many cool things on it. And don't let the minimalist look of it fool you. It might look like it was programmed in the early 90s, but the content is so good. Oh, and if you support this podcast idea, this little dream of mine that you're listening to, you can support me by joining my mailing list at oldpodcast.com. And there's also a way to support financially and become a patron of the show. Again, that's oldpodcast.com. And that's episode 44, the first of Sivers Sunday. I'll see you tomorrow, which might just be Minimalist Monday. Your optimal life awaits.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.
Don't worry, that was a one-time deal. I won't subject you to my retired band's music anymore. Thanks for listening. Now, your optimal life awaits.